Hello from the beautiful Southern California coastline, beautiful people. It's Thursday, so happy Friday Eve. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. We journey all over the world bringing you the best 10 minutes in news. We're still here working on a story about a surfer inspiring people all over the world. That story soon to come. We start today, though, by recalling two summers ago in the nation of Afghanistan, where the Taliban, a radical Islamist group that had previously ruled Afghanistan in the 1990s, took back power. This happened after the United States controversially completed its withdrawal of troops in the region. The Taliban initially presented itself as a more moderate version than that which ruled previously. However, after their takeover, life became very difficult, especially for women and girls living in the country, and they lost rights that were previously guaranteed to them. The Taliban rule has been characterized as repressive and brutal. After they rose to power, they closed schools, banned women from attending university, took away their ability to work in most areas, banned them from public places like parks and gyms, and even restricted travel. Plus, dwindling foreign aid to the country means that millions of Afghans are battling drought, hunger, and illness. Today, we'll join CNN international correspondent Anna Koren and hear from an Afghan woman, 20-year-old Zara, who says she can no longer ride her bike, go to school, or go outside without covering her face.
In the corner of her room, on a piece of string hanging by paper clips, are the treasured memories of 20-year-old Zara.
They are my favorite people that I have them in my life.
Photos, drawings, mementos. A secret world of a life once lived that this Afghan university student now grieves for.
When I stand in front of the mirror, when I look at myself, I just see a different Zara from 2 years ago.
On the 15th of August, 2021, Zara's life as she knew it was shattered. The Taliban swept to power after the US withdrawal from Afghanistan following its 20-year war, handing back control to the same group of Islamic extremists who ruled in the 1990s. While the Taliban promised to be more moderate and honour women's rights within Islamic law, the past 2 years have brought only a hardline stance towards women. The closure of secondary school for girls, the forced implementation of the burqa, the restriction on travel without a male chaperone, the banning of women from universities and working at NGOs, including the United Nations. And just last month, the Taliban closed all beauty salons that employed roughly 60,000 women, many of them the sole breadwinners of their homes.
Women's freedom doesn't exist. There is no such a thing as women's freedom anymore.
Women's rights activist Mahbuba Siraj, who stayed in Kabul while more than a million Afghans fled, says the Taliban government is erasing women from society.
Even the rights that we had in Islam, even the rights that we had in Sharia, we are losing all of that. So if it is not annihilation, what is it then?
For Zara, an aspiring designer, it's very clear what the Taliban demands of her.
Just to stay at home, get married, you have to give birth to children, that's it. And this is your life. This is what women made for.
While the international community repudiates the Taliban's treatment of women and girls, the Taliban is refusing to listen, saying it will not be pressured.
Afghanistan was freed from occupation. Afghans were able to regain their country, freedom, government, and will. The only way to solve the problem is understanding and dialogue. Pressure and force are not logical.
But human rights activists fear international condemnation is waning and that the Taliban, desperate for international recognition, is gradually being normalized.
10-second trivia. Ulaanbaatar is the capital of what country? Thailand, Somalia, Mongolia, or Bangladesh? The main industrial center of Ulaanbaatar is the capital and largest city in the nation of Mongolia. We're headed to the Central Asian country now with CNN international business correspondent Richard Quest. We'll learn more about the famous Silk Road, and we'll dive deep down below the surface to see how the natural resources in this sparsely populated country impact the economy today. We'll also learn about the geopolitics of this country and the unique demographics that make this place special, and we'll consider how the region's history may shape its future.
Plains without end, towering dunes of the desert. Once I see the Mongolian steppe firsthand, I understand why they call this the land of the eternal blue sky. This is the most sparsely populated sovereign country in the world. Once home to one of the largest empires in the history of humanity. At its height, the Mongol Empire stretched from the Pacific Ocean to the Persian Gulf. There's a giant statue of Chinggis Khan that looks over the main square here. Now, the empire that he put together, not only was it one of the largest ever, it was also done in record time. It took him 25 years to put together an empire the size of which it took the Romans 400 years to do. The trading route known as the Silk Road started around this time, and it continues to influence the global economy today. Mongolia's immense mineral wealth, an underground bounty of copper and gold, it's luring in foreign investors. Nearly a mile underground at Rio's mine in the Gobi Desert. And in some ways it's quite difficult to connect this basic mining operation with the energy transition until you realize this is what it's all about. This is the original ore. It has copper, gold and silver within it, but it is the copper that today is the most valuable commodity. Because it is the copper that everybody wants. Geopolitics proves a delicate tightrope for this small democracy. It's sandwiched between Russia and China. And it's also trying to entice investment from Western allies. And last year, a corruption scandal over coal exports led to mass protests across the capital, Ulaanbaatar. Inflation, the bogeyman of economies globally, is more than 10%. And yet, underneath it all, there are resources of minerals and humanity that promise such a great future.
The old and the new. Mongolia truly is a place of opportunity, not only because of the resources underground, the metals, the ores and the like, but also because of the human capital that is here. Two-thirds of the population are under 30. So with the right policies on education, investment and future direction, and provided they manage to convince them not to leave the country, but to stay here and invest in Mongolia, it's all there for the future.
And for today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, an honorific abilitudinatatibus truck driver from Omaha, Nebraska. Tim Dean has a squeaky clean driving record. Celebrating a huge milestone, he reached 5 million accident-free miles at his company, Werner Enterprises. He was greeted by a celebration of honks and cheers from people who all gathered to celebrate the miles that went into this milestone. He is only the second person ever to accomplish such a milestone. And now on to my favorite part of the day. I want to give a special shout out to Chaparral Middle School in Diamond Bar, California. We see you. Today's word of the day was honorific abilitudinatatibus. From at lead to the reach, it's said to be the longest word ever used in Shakespeare's works. Derived from a medieval Latin word, it can be translated as the state of being able to achieve honors. Well done. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.